The views and opinions expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101. And Happy New Year. Since we're not going to be just before New Year's, wish you all a Happy New Year. And please drive safely. For those listening on the web, where it's snowing, poor thing. We're nice and warm over here in Hawaii. Anyway, today I wanted to talk about what is called common sense. People, you know the Aloha Stadium is all rusted and doesn't operate anymore, right? Because it's in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, where there is all salt air around us. What happens to steel? It rusts. Well, what about the rail they're going to build? Is that going to be out of plastic, rubber, or steel? It's going to be steel, and it's going to rust. How long will it run on rust? Think about that. Okay, so anyway, the other thing, talking about rust, when you have your car serviced, does the technician who services your car to change the oil and stuff check the body parts under the car? Okay, it could be rusting. We've been coming across lots of cars where the floorboards are rusting. In some cases, as bad as only the carpet being there. There is no metal under the carpet. So if you stomp hard enough, your foot goes to the ground. Okay, so you need to have your car checked by a competent technician that will check for rust. So you know, so you stay safe. Okay? Gas prices on the way down. Why does it go up every year in the summer and down every year in the winter? Why is that? Could anybody figure that out for me? Why does it go down in the winter and up in the summer? Hey, give me a call at 296-5467. Cell phone use. When driving the cars is going across the state of Hawaii. I think it's a good thing because majority of them using the phone while driving, not paying attention to how they're driving. In fact, just the other day, going down the freeway towards Kaimuki, right at the university on-ramp, this guy comes driving right onto the freeway in the front of me, and I had to screech my brakes because that idiot was on a cell phone and didn't pay attention. So, I think it's good that you can't use cell phone or electronic device while driving. And here's another good one. If you got a cell phone and you're not driving, you should answer it. If you don't not going to answer it, then get rid of the phone because you don't need one. It could be an emergency, folks. So, if you're driving, get one of those, what they call that? Green tooth, blue tooth, red tooth, whatever tooth. Something that, some electronic device that you don't have to hold on to your phone and use.
Bluetooth.
whatever. Okay? The other things that is important is check your motor oil if it's sludging. Well, how do you know it's sludging? Pull the dipstick out and take a look at it. If it has sludge on it. Or it looks kind of brownish and it's sludging. The rest of the engine is sludging. If it is doing that, have an oil sample checked in the lab to see if it has coolant in the oil, because that's the only way it's gonna sludge on you. If you have antifreeze leaking into the oil, okay, check that out. We're coming across lots and lots of cars like that. Okay, who's on the phone?
We have Roy from Kamoela.
Hi, Roy.
Hi, George. I have a 2001 Mazda Tribute, and lately I've been experiencing the car having a difficult time starting once the engine warms up. Let's say if I go 5 miles or more, and I turn off the ignition, and then I try to start it, it won't start. I've changed the fuel filter 10 months ago, and now it's icing up again.
Mm-hmm. What kind of gas are you using?
I use unleaded.
It's all unleaded. But what?
Yeah.
What grade?
87 with all.
87 octane?
87 octane.
Okay, you know that 87 is not 87. That 87, depending on the brand, is 84 or less. Go check your owner's manual. It says in there clearly on the fuel, do not use fuel below 87. Severe engine damage will occur. Back when they were trying to put ethanol into the gas, the oil companies all met with the state to ask if they could be allowed to lower the octane across the board 3 numbers. Because they are saying that if they add in ethanol, the ethanol will bring it up above 87, above 89, and above 92. That is true, but not 3 numbers. Barely 1 number. Barely. Okay? This is the reason why, ever since ethanol has gone into the gas, people have lost gas mileage. People have had lots of car problems because the people of Hawaii don't know that the octane has been lowered. And only in Hawaii it has been lowered. In America, they just added the 10% ethanol and that was it. So if you're running 87, you may have some engine damage. Damage is melted pistons.
How do I double check to make sure that it is 87 octane?
The only way is the state's supposed to check the octane, but they don't because they know that it's not 87. It's all been lowered. The 92 is 89. And that's the only one above minimum. But if you're using 87, you're also cheating yourself because you're getting way less gas mileage than if you went with the premium. The premium would far offset the cost of 20 cents difference per gallon from 87 to 92. Go do the test and see.
Okay.
You're going to get really upset because you're cheating yourself.
Okay.
Big time. The way we figured it, it's about minimum 3 gallons more per tank full. And that's a lot of money.
Yes.
Try the Shell Premium and see. You do the test. Try it.
Okay.
And you'll see how much easier it'll start.
Okay. So I just have to get my car started. What happens when the engine is warm,
mm-hmm.
and I do have to wait a couple hours.
Okay, try this. Try this. Floor the gas pedal, okay, and just crank it. Don't pump it, just hold it to the floor and just crank it. It should fire up.
Okay. Okay. Whether it's warm or whether it's cold?
No, only when it's when you have the difficulty starting.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
So, good luck.
Thank you very much, George.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay, who do we have next?
We have Dot3 Dean from East Oahu.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, George. Hey, well, happy holidays. Hope you had a really great Christmas and that hopefully, you know, things will brighten in 2010. And, you know, just wanted to thank you for helping us keeping our cars running and purring all year round. And the best Christmas gift that, you know, your listeners can give me, as well as yourself, is that they will be more diligent about taking care of their cars, patronizing the sponsors to buy their car care products, and most of all, to patronize Mita's Auto Repair.
Hey, thanks, Dean.
Thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Uh-huh. Aloha.
Okay, so, anyway, people usually don't listen. People usually just go, and then they wonder why everything is happening the way it is. Well, you look in the mirror. Okay, so, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Rob from Einahaina.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. George, I have an answer to your question. At the beginning of your show, you asked the question, why do the prices go up and down?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Supply and demand.
Yeah, okay.
I was trying to think of something clever like, let's see. You demand more, we supply less.
<You know>? Yeah.
Or, you know, but
you demand more, we charge you more.
Yeah, that's, I couldn't help it, George. That's exactly what happened in my, you know, in my thinking about it.
Yeah, because summertime is when the tourists come here. And that's the busiest time of the year for Hawaii. So they jack up the price of the gas. So in the wintertime, when it's slower, they want to entice you to buy more gas and drive more. So they drop the price of the gas.
And I was thinking too, George, if you apply that to the mainland, if like, you know, with this big global warming thing, you know, they're all snowed in, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if they're all snowed in, which they are certainly, if anybody's watching the news, the planes can't fly, the trucks can't drive, the cars can't drive. So isn't there a whole lot less, fuel being consumed?
Yep, that's right.
In certain parts of the country?
So they have to kind of entice Hawaii to drive more.
Yeah.
And they're driving more. Did you see the traffic on the highway?
Are you kidding, George? You know I'm not going out there.
Jeez. And they say there's no money. The economy's bad. So if the economy's bad, why is everybody going shopping?
Well, just go to any Costco, take your pick, right?
Yeah, and he's packed. Jeez.
I was amazed, George. Right before Christmas, I drove into the lot in Hawaii Kai, and where I normally park, there's always plenty, right? There weren't any, so I took a different path.
Same thing.
And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to chance them, go all the way to the end, to the backside there. And sure enough, there was one.
See?
And everybody around me freaked out, right? Because I got it.
Mm-hmm.
But, if there's something wrong with the economy, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure, well, not stopping people from spending, yeah?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for calling. Okay. So, anyway, Bob might not be on today because he's playing music. He's getting popular. He's getting to be a musician. I know it's not with the Honolulu Symphony, because they're really staggering over there. Anyway, Mario Yano has a lock thing that you can put on to your trailer hitch that you can secure keys or money when you're going to the beach. It's something really neat. Give him a call if you're interested at 497-7739. It's a real neat deal. Best way to secure your valuables when you're going to the beach, going fishing or going swimming, surfing, whatever. Okay? Synthetic oil that says 100% synthetic, like on Valvoline and the rest of them, Castrol. Well, for your information, folks, it is not 100%. The government, yes, our government, allowed the oil companies to call it 100% if they put one drop of synthetic in. Now, what's up with that? That's a ripoff. They call it 100%, but it's not. So, is our government working for us or against us? There's only a few that is 100% synthetic. Okay, so be careful if you're using that so-called synthetic oils. It's not. The fire in the garage. These past couple of days, there was a fire in the garage. Okay, remember I've been mentioning before about installing a sprinkler system in the garage. Nobody listens until the garage burned down. It's lucky nobody got killed. I would recommend Action Plumbing. Call them. Have them install a sprinkler system in your garage. It may save your family's life. Their number is 478-6651. That's 478-6651. Okay, so let's go to break.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
She's real fine, my 409.
Whether it's your fuel system, your steering, carburetor, or injector systems, using Royal Purple products with its extended oil life saves time, money, and the environment. Royal Purple's superior oxidation stability means oil changes can be extended up to 12,000 miles or more, depending on the equipment.
For the health of your car and the longevity of your engine, use only Royal Purple.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Fluger Honda Yamaha, New City Nissan, Quick Fix Cycles, Harvey Maeda on Kauai, and Maui Toyota on Maui.
Since 1978, Pearl City Transmission has proved quality, dedication, and exceptional service to their customers. Pearl City Transmission has grown to meet the needs of their customers with a 12,000 square foot location in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Ian Nakashima, with the help of his family and a crew of expert technicians, gives you top-notch diagnostic services and repairs. Be aware of imitators and remember there's only one Pearl City Transmission. Pearl City Transmission in the YPO Gentry Business Park. Call them at 671-8767.
If Hawaii's beautiful sunshine is turning your car, home, or office into an easy bake oven, call ProTint Hawaii. George Nita says ProTint Hawaii is the best he's ever tried. With 24 years of experience, ProTint Hawaii is conveniently located just off Dillingham Boulevard. So call Dwight at ProTint Hawaii, 847-8468, or just Google him.
Okay, we're back rolling along, and did Bob get through?
No, he didn't.
Okay, so that's it for his Bob's Minute then. Anyway, the other thing that I wanted to talk to you about is ethanol. There's some people that say, what I'm saying to you about 100% ethanol will give you double your gas mileage minimum. Okay, that is the tests that I have been doing. But that is with good ethanol made from sugarcane. And that is on only certain cars. And not all cars will give you double the gas mileage. So I had to make that clear. But even with that, lots of people says, nah, doesn't give you double. It does. Because think, again, I'm going to say common sense. The Grand Prix racers, all of last year, have been running on straight ethanol and had to downsize the fuel tank several times. Why? Because the cars gave good mileage and they did not have to come in for the usual fueling of the cars. So part of the race is that they have to come in for a pit stop. Now, how are you going to force them to come in for a pit stop? You cut down the fuel tank. By going to ethanol, they got better mileage. Now, you got to remember now, these guys are not driving for mileage. They're driving to win. They're driving with pedal to the metal. So how come they're getting better gas mileage on ethanol? Does that make sense to you? I mean, you know, they cut the fuel tank more than half the size. In fact, in the early start of the race, after they cut it down in half, the only female driver that ever won an Indy race was because she didn't take the last pit stop. She kept on going. Her crew chief said, keep going. And she kept on going. She won the race. There was no way possible for the leader to catch her up. She was in last place. But she ended up winning. How is that? It's because of the gas mileage. Okay? A lot of people think they went down on the fuel tank to save weight. No. It was to force them into pit stops because the ethanol gave better mileage. Okay? So, it does. I have done several tests with ethanol, not just one. I've been doing tests for the last 10 years on ethanol. But there are some people out there still do not believe what I say, that it gives double the gas mileage. In fact, for that those people, I've been telling them, when you go to buy a new car, it says 20 miles to the gallon. You think every car, that model, will give exactly 20 miles to the gallon? No way. Some will be a little more. Some will be a lot less. So what's up with that? They can't make the statement that it's 20 miles a gallon? You know, unless you have done the tests on several cars, lawnmowers, and stuff like that, I mean, you have no right to say that it doesn't double your gas mileage. Because I've been there, done that, and I myself can't believe it. In fact, there's a race car in Hilo that uses straight ethanol. He usually burns up 3 gallons of fuel in a quarter mile. Now, he doesn't burn anything. It's full. He himself cannot believe the mileage he's getting with ethanol. This thing is mind-boggling, folks. Ethanol is the best fuel. So why aren't we going to ethanol? Think about that. How come I'm the only one preaching ethanol and nobody else is preaching it? Good one, yeah? Give me a call at 296-5467. And at this time, I'd like to thank Billy Cressman at Crestec Cleaning Center for being such a good person to donate trivia prizes the whole year of 2009. Billy at Crestec Cleaning Center has a lot of good stuff. You got to go there and visit him. He's a good man. Okay? So, anyway, talking about that, you have the last trivia question for the year.
Okay, let's see. What club won the Molokai race 6 years in a row?
What club?
Yes.
Okay. And the prize is donated by, again, Crestec Cleaning Center. And let me tell you, folks, it's good prizes. Like Royal Purple oil for your car and stuff like that. Good stuff. Okay. Use only DOT 4 brake fluid. And Dean knows that better than anybody. That's why we call him Dot 4 Dean. See, in the past, he brought in Dot 3.
Yeah, he's called Dot 3 Dean.
Oh, excuse me. He's still on the 3. He never got up to 4 yet. Okay. So, anyway, the Dot 3, Dot 4, that's your Department of Transportation rating. The higher the dot, the higher the temperature it can withstand. So especially all you brake riders that ride the brake down the Pali and down the Liki-Liki, you need dot 4 or better. The lower the dot rating, the lower the temperature the brake fluid will boil. And when it boils, it creates air bubbles in your brake system, and your brake pedal will go to the floor, and you will have no brakes. It's up to you. It's your life, folks. Is it dot 3 or dot 4? It's only a few pennies difference. So, you choose. 296-5467. Who's on the line?
Okay, we got Tom from Waipio.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. I wanted to take a stab at the trivia.
Good luck.
Is it Outrigger Canoe Club?
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, the main reason I called, I wanted to talk to George about a subject.
What's that?
You know, I was on the freeway a couple of days ago, Christmas Eve. I was heading into town, and it's a good thing traffic was light because, like, about 4 or 5 cars ahead of me, this small import car, I guess it's like a Toyota or Honda or something, the tire blew out. At first, I thought the axle broke or something because this tire, it was the casing that actually flew off. And it was a lowered car with the low-profile type tires.
Mm-hmm.
This guy did a 540. That's a 360 plus a 180 on the freeway.
Really?
So he was ended up facing backwards, facing towards traffic. And luckily, like I said, traffic was light that day. And so we all, you know, slowed down and got out of his way. But the reason why, I'm at first I wondered why he, you know, couldn't control. Then I realized, you know what? Because the car was lowered, he wasn't riding on the rim like the way the car is made to when you get a flat tire, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're riding on your rim. He was riding on the body. So, you know, there's no control.
Yeah.
So when the tire goes flat, so, you know, the message is got to let these kids know that, you know, you're going to lower your car, you got to figure about if you have a flat, what is the car going to be riding on? Is it going to be riding on the body, or is it going to be supposed to be riding on the rim?
You know why the tire came off?
I have no idea, but it's the whole casing just sheared right off, and it just flew to the, thing it flew, you know, to the side of the freeway, and no, it didn't hit any car.
Yeah, it's because these people, and even the tire companies, do not know that you should fill a tire at the maximum inflation. Those low-profile tires take high pressure, and the reason for the pressure is to hold the bead against the rim.
Right.
And if you're too low, it's going to break off the rim and fly off the rim.
Well, my battery's about to die, so I'll let you take it from here, George. Just
okay.
Let the people know about that. They got to allow for the tire, I mean, you know,
yep,
if they lower a car. Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks,
George,
for calling.
Hello.
Okay, what he's talking about is if you parents out there listening and people who have lowered cars, go out and take a look. If you draw a straight line from the bottom of the wheel is the metal rim from the rim. On the inside, if you draw a straight line, no part of the car is supposed to hang below that. For one, that is illegal. Number two is unsafe. Because like Tom said, if the tire goes flat, the body is going to catch the ground and you're going to be spinning all over the place out of control. If not on fire. Okay? Okay. Who you have next?
Rob from Ina Haina.
Rob's back again.
George, I have an answer to the trivia question.
Okay.
Okay, the answer is Hui Nalu.
You sure?
I'm trying.
Okay, I got a different answer from you.
Oh, I'll be back.
Okay, thank you.
See, that's why I said, you sure, Rob? Okay. Oh, anyway. Again, I'm going to remind you about safety check. I'm going to remind you because it is a danger. If your safety check is expired, or your registration, folks, and you get into an accident, because of the economy or not, the insurance company legally does not have to pay for the damages. And if somebody else hits you, and and your car is damaged by the other car, that insurance company doesn't have to pay you. It is a bomb, folks. If you have expired safety check or registration, be very careful because it can put you in hot water. It's not the citation and penalty for the citation. It is the problem of getting damaged or hitting somebody. Okay? Be careful. Okay. Who else on the line?
Oh, we're going to go to a break first. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
According to the editors of Hot Rod Magazine,
we've torn down some of our dyno engines that have been seriously abused, but with Royal Purple in the pan, the bearings have looked new. Royal Purple actually improves the condition of metal surfaces by remaining long after pressure would have been squeezed out of ordinary lubricants. Royal Purple responds to increased pressure with increased viscosity.
To keep your car running its best, use only Royal Purple. On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Tiki Cycles Unlimited. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts. Maui Toyota on Maui and Harvey Maeda on Kauai.
He's real Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again and again. I'd like to wish all of you a happy new year. And please do not drink and drive. We're losing enough people in the war. We don't need to lose any more. Now, who's on the line?
We have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey. Happy New Year.
Same to you.
Hey, you were talking about insurance.
Right.
About 2 weeks ago, I had a small car in Fender Bender. I was making this turn, and I couldn't see, you know, with the sun setting.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I banged my car. So I stopped. I tell the guy, hey, no worry, bro. I get coverage insurance. We'll call a cop. He tell me, yeah, no worry, bro. No worry. Small damage. He didn't get insurance, so he ran away.
Huh?
The guy never get insurance, so he didn't like me call a cop. He ran away.
Oh, boy.
Well, lucky you.
Anyway, the canoe race, could it be the guy, Shalva, something like that? I don't know how to pronounce it.
Call us back and try again.
Try again.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Okay, bye.
Thanks. Okay, so 296-5467 is our number, folks. You want to try for the trivia, or you have a question on your car, whatever. We're real flexible. We don't stick to one stuff. We just talk about everything. Okay? So, the other thing I'd like to remind you about is go pick up a couple cans of Air Up Fixer Flat. That thing is excellent, folks. I don't care what anybody else says. This Air Up is special. It forms a rubber coating inside of your tire, fixing the leak permanently. So you don't have to go and have it fixed. Okay? So, it's easier than changing the tire. In fact, when was Christmas? Yesterday, right?
Right.
I was going over to Polly to bring flowers to my dad's grave. I saw three cars with flat tires. And I thought about the Air Up, and I thought, man, if they had Air Up, they wouldn't be waiting for somebody to try to fix their flat tire for them. So, get Air Up. You could check with Crestec Cleaning Center, or some of the Long's drug stores might have it. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. Who's on the line?
Okay, we got Rob again.
Hey, Rob.
Hi, George. The answer is Lanikai.
I got a different answer from you.
I'll be
Call
back.
Call me back, okay? Thanks. Okay, oh, we got Dino from Liliha.
Hi, Dino. Hi.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I guess he's gone. Maybe he had the same answer.
Okay. Rad cap. Rad cap is a radiator cap that has zinc anodes hanging from it. When you use this rad cap, the electrolysis that's in your cooling system, any liquid has electrolysis, will attack the zinc anode and will not attack your engine parts. So it's a good investment. Get the rad cap. It'll save you lots of money down the road. But if you don't want to get it, then fine, just bring your car to me and I can replace the engine parts for you. Either way, okay? Better you don't get the cap and bring your business to me. Anyway. I think Honolulu needs a racetrack, but, you know, I can say that forever and ever. Who listens? I do have programs for the kids that race on the road that will take them off the road. It's called money. Money racing. Jackpot racing is what it's called. And people will go for jackpots. Why do you think they go to Vegas? To win money. They're not going just for fun. They call fun losing money. Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Richard from Kaneohe.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, Richard. Happy New Year to you all, you guys. Yeah, the answer is Kaneohe.
What?
Kaneohe.
Call us back and try again.
Okay.
Okay, we got Bill from Honolulu.
Hi, Bill.
Hey, George. My answer is Honolulu Canoe Club.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, bummer. I have a question about that era.
Okay.
What happens with if you got a nail in the thing? Will the thing still work? And
yes.
Wow.
Yes, it seals the nail.
So what if I pull the nail out after I get home or whatever?
Then you got to go fix it.
Oh, okay. So I got to cut the nail off to stick it out or just leave it in?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling. Okay. Give us a call at 296-5467. And get air up, folks. Too many people are getting flat tires on the freeway. Okay? What is Wanda doing with the phones? Gee. Well, what are you doing with the phones, Wanda?
Okay, we have John from Waipahu.
Hi, John.
Hey, George. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Happy holidays, Eva.
Same to you.
I just got a question about my daughter's 1997... Toyota Camry. It's got the four-cylinder, the 2.2, and it's got like 111,000 miles on it. It's really started an oil leak lately, and it's been getting a little worse. I checked online, and people were talking about some kind of engine seals or something that were leaking on the Toyota motor, the four-cylinders. Do you know anything about that, or could you give me any advice on that, please?
Well, you want to spend money, or you want to do it cheap?
Well, like to get it repaired, but I'm not looking to spend a lot of money on it.
Well, it could be the timing covers, not timing cover, but the timing gear seals.
I see.
Did you have the timing belt changed?
The timing belt change was at 96,000 miles.
They didn't change the seals.
Oh, I see. So possibly the seals could be leaky.
Yeah, and you're going to have to redo the whole timing belt again.
Oh, boy.
So you should do a complete. When you do a timing belt, make sure you do complete. And make sure you recommend to change the seals.
I see. Okay.
Okay, when people don't do that and they're looking for cheap, then that's the way you get it.
I see.
So now, instead of doing it all over again, you can put in a chemical that might rejuvenate the seals.
I see. Okay.
It's called AT205, Able Tom 205.
Able Tom 205.
Pour one bottle of that into the motor oil, but I would recommend you change the motor oil first so that you can leave it in for a long time. It takes about 500 miles to rejuvenate the seals.
I see. Okay, AT205.
Too bad we don't have that for human beings.
And that would be at regular auto parts stores?
That's a good question. Try checking with Cresta Cleaning Center.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, George. I appreciate your help.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you.
Hi. Okay.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Rob's back again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's really going to try hard.
Waikiki Beach Boys.
I don't think so.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. So, who's next?
Dino from Liliha.
Hi, Dino.
Hi. Answer the trivia. Waikiki Canoe Club.
Call us back and try again.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, they're getting close, you know.
Yeah. Well, it must be around Waikiki then, folks. That's a hint. Kahala Canoe Club. Or Ala Moana Canoe Club? Ala Wai Canoe Club? I don't know. Give us a call at 296-5467. I wish I knew the answer. Anyway, how many wives are there out there got a new car for Christmas? I'd like to hear. Give me a call at 296-5467. That'd be interesting. Okay?
So, okay, we have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, I'll try again.
Okay.
Lanikai.
Call us back and try again.
Oh, oh,
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Lanikai is too far.
No, but somebody tried Lanikai, I think.
You got to come. She said getting close, so must be around Waikiki, folks. You know? In that area. So, try again. 296-5467. Don't ask me about canoe clubs because they don't have motors, so I don't know about them.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimokee, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Why should you or anyone you know use Royal Purple in their cars? Why use Royal Purple at all? Numerous independent tests and user testimonials document performance gains by using Royal Purple lubricants, including increased horsepower and torque, reduced wear, improved fuel economy, reduced heat, and for your part to help the environment, reduced emissions.
On Oahu, Royal Purple products are available at Crestec Cleaning Center, Tiki Cycles Unlimited, Tony Nissan Volkswagen. On the Big Island, it's Magoo's Auto Parts.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and if you have the answer, give us a call, 296-5467, or if you have a question concerning your car or whatever, yeah? Anyway, brake cleaner is excellent self-defense thing that I would recommend for especially you ladies and your daughters. It's excellent for self-defense. You spray the guy in the face, and he's at your mercy. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Carol from Honolulu.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, George. I have a question first before I tell you why I really called. My question is, I have a Nissan Sentra, 2002, I believe, and there's a little black plastic flap or something that underneath the engine, about 2 feet from the bumper, in the middle of the car, which is hanging down. It's still connected by one corner. It's like touching the ground. So what is that? It's protecting something under the engine, yeah, but what is it
doing? No, it's not. The actual, it looks like it's protecting the engine, but its actual purpose is to overheat your engine.
Huh?
Think about it. See, if you look under the old cars, like in the 50s, there was no such thing as under the car there.
Oh.
Because think about it now. If the engine is hot and you're parked, hot air rises up.
Right.
So how can it rise up if it's covered?
Oh. So it's not real, like a dangerous thing if that thing is hanging down, right?
Throw it away.
Oh. Really?
Yes. It's the best thing you could have done to your car.
Oh, well, okay then. Because it's hanging down, you know, it came loose, and so I'm afraid to drive it.
No, your car is telling you, get rid of this stuff.
Oh, what a switch. Oh, that's wonderful then. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I tell you why I really called? Because I thought of this question only while I was waiting to, you know, to talk to you on the phone. My real reason was to just tell you that I really, really wish you a happy, happy new year, because I'm so grateful for you, you know, with your information, and I really appreciate you. And, you know, people are listening to you. I listen to you. It's just that the people who are in the position to help with ethanol are not listening. I've talked to a lot of people, and they just don't understand it. You know, they don't believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to convince them, and they just don't want to be convinced. So we are listening to you, George, and
okay.
I really, really appreciate you, and I thank you so much and wish you the happiest year.
Same to you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Anne from Waianae.
Hi, Anne.
Yes. Hi, George. Thank you for answering this particular thing. By the way, what's the name of the brake fluid that for protection?
The what?
You know the brake fluid you said for protection.
Brake clean.
The spray.
It's brake clean.
Brake clean.
It's a cleaner for cleaning brakes. It is excellent for self defense.
Uh-huh.
When you spray anybody in the face, they're going to fall down.
Okay.
It will not injure them, but burns like hell.
All right. And now I'd like to try the trivia.
Good luck.
Yeah, I know it's good luck. Let's see. The Outrigger Canoe Club?
Call us back and try again.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got Al from Waimanalo.
Hi, Al.
Hi there, George. Got a good program.
Thank you.
I think Outrigger Canoe Club.
They just said that.
I think it's Outrigger Canoe Club.
Okay, call us back and try again.
Thanks, Al. Okay, who's next?
Okay, we got John from Kaneohe.
Hi, John.
Hi, George. Try the trivia.
Okay.
Is it Waikiki Surf Club?
What was his answer?
Waikiki Surf Club.
Yay! He got it.
Oh.
Hey, right. You got him.
Thanks, George.
Hang on and give Wanda your info.
Okay, thanks.
Wow. I guess so. That was a good hint. It's getting close. Something to do with Waikiki. Anyway, you know on the speeding where the kids are caught speeding, not caught, but they get into an accident and their friends or people die? I think the penalty is too lenient. What do you think? Shouldn't it be 20 years minimum and more? When the penalty is high and stiff, people will obey the law more. What do you think? Give me a call at 296-5467. Okay? Anyway, we have the winner for the trivia, and that was pretty neat. What was the answer?
Waikiki Surf Club.
I didn't know surfers do.
I know, that's why I was like, I think I better give a hint already. Like,
wow.
But I wonder how John got that answer. I forgot to ask him before he hung up.
He went on the computer.
I don't know. John, call me back and let me know.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, like I said, folks, the canoes don't have an engine, so I don't know anything about them. But had they had an engine, I would know. Okay? Talking about that. Back in the old days, we used to have powerboat racing at Kehi Lagoon. And people from the mainland used to come and race here. So, what's up? We don't have it no more. Don't you think it would be a good idea to have stuff like that to generate more income for Hawaii? Because bad enough, Obama's here and we're paying out more money. But yet, the teacher's got to take the furlough. I don't know. What do you think? 296-5467. Okay? Give us a call. And let me know what your problems are or whatever, and we'll try to help you. Okay? So, anyway.
I got a question. You know when I put my car in reverse, I don't know why it's reverse only, and I step on my brakes, why does it make a squeaky sound?
Chinese.
Nah, I don't think so.
It went over your head on that one. That's okay. It's because the molecules on the brake rotors are all in one direction. And when you go in the opposite direction, which you hardly do, it goes against the grain. So when it goes against the grain, the brake pads tend to chatter more, and it doesn't come out as a sound of a chatter, but a squeak. So the mounting what they call pods or pins or whatever for the brake pads is steel, and the brake pad is rubbing against it like a cricket rubbing his leg together. You got to remember, we live in the middle of the Pacific with all salt air around us, and it causes rust on these pins or mounting pads and add to the squeaking. So what needs to be done is you need to have the brake serviced and not be so Jew, you know. Okay? Well, anyway, who's on the line?
We have Rich.
Rich?
Yes.
George?
Hi.
How you doing?
Okay.
You know, you mentioned about Obama coming here and wasting money. I got to tell you what our senators and congressmen are doing, which you already know, but I want to let the other people in on this. They've all voted for every single atrocious bill, including this health care bill, which, people out there, our money is going to be taken out of your paycheck and gone to the senators who got paid off. I emailed Senator Inouye saying, do not do this. I respect the fact that he fought socialist / fascist governments for this country, but now he's bowing down to the socialists and communists in the White House. Mm. I am going to spend my money. I'm going to make flyers to get him. He's up for 2010 election, and so is my Maisie. I'm going to do my best to get them out of D.C. and retire them early. You talk about a waste. I'm tired of my money. More money going to get to the federal government, and they don't know how to spend it well.
Good idea.
So people out there, vote them out. I don't care if it's a Democrat or a Republican. Just vote those two senators and our two congressmen out. Well, Abercrombie's going to be out anyways, but, you know.
He got smart.
So, yeah, he did. And as liberal as he is, I really think he sat there and saw this going, oh, my God, things are going way out of control.
I got to get out of here.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Who's next?
Okay, we have Richie from Texas.
Hi, Richie.
Hi, I just have a question. I heard you talking about the engines, and my husband and I were looking to buy a new car or maybe a certified used car. But in your opinion, what do you think is the best car to buy? We were Toyota lovers, but there was so much in the news about the problems that Toyota was having with their cars recently. So I'm not really sure if we should get another Toyota. I just want to get your opinion on the best vehicle to buy.
Okay. Are you leaning more to Asian cars?
Oh, yes. I mean, we liked Toyota. We like Acras and things like that. We thought about BMWs, but I think that those are kind of expensive to maintain. So we want something that's practical, but that has a really good engine and a long life, I guess, man. So because we have a Toyota 4Runner now, and it's a 2005, and we have a Saturn. It's a 2000. It still runs very well. So we're looking at replacing that one within a few, you know, some time. But I want to get the best value for our money.
Okay, your best value, if you're going to buy Asian, is Toyota.
Okay, even with the recent news and everything happening with...
Yes.
Okay.
It's the oil. Put Royal Purple in your car, you will have no problems.
Put what in my car? I'm sorry, sir. What was that?
Royal Purple.
Royal Purple?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, folks, that's the cue to get the heck out of here. So I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making it the show the way it is. Again, I'd like to remind you, and I've been talking and talking, please do not drink and drive. If you're going to drink, have somebody else drive. We don't want to lose anybody, or we don't want anybody in a wheelchair. So take care of each other. Drive safely. Happy New Year. And we see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
AM 690, KHNR, Honolulu, Hawaii's intelligent talk. Now streaming on the internet at khnr.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Don Matheson. Charge.